I bring you greetings,
my radio friends.
I salute you as you meet with the Lord this weekend, and I believe beyond this weekend. It is my prayer that He will meet with you and that He will meet all your needs.
Today I want to speak on
I love my master.
And the text is taken from
Deuteronomy chapter 15, which you read before we proceed. Deuteronomy chapter 15, reading at verse 12. If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him away free from you, you shall not let him go away empty-handed. You shall supply him liberally from your flock, from your threshing floor, from your winepress, from what the Lord has blessed you with, you shall give to him. Verse 15, you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today, and if it happens that he says to you, verse 16, I will not go away from you because he loves you and your house, since he prospers with you, then you shall take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also to your female servant, you shall do likewise. That's Deuteronomy chapter 15 from verses 12 to 18. I love my master is the title of the message. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we are thankful to you for a time like this. They have come to seek your face, trusting your word that says whoever seeks you with his or her whole heart will find you. They will find you, Lord, and they find the goodness of you this weekend. You will meet with them, dear Lord. You will touch them in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text is one of the many laws God's redeemed people of Israel we are expected to observe. And for those who want to live for God or serve Him, on the basis of law or rules and regulations, I have news for you. Do you know that Orthodox Jews, by Orthodox Jews we mean religious Jews, up till today have much more than 10 commandments to keep? I want you to listen to a present day Orthodox Jewish woman. Interestingly, is a woman whose testimony I want to share with you, an Orthodox woman. And this information I got on August 11, 2016, so it's very recent. This Orthodox Jewish woman says, and I quote, I have been keeping kosher and observing the Jewish Sabbath my entire life. By kosher, she means Jewish dietary laws. I've been keeping kosher and observing Jewish Sabbath my entire life, along with striving to stick to the 611 commandments of the Torah. The Torah is the first 5 books of the Old Testament. Do you hear what this woman says? She's been observing the dietary laws that you find in the Old Testament. She's been keeping the Sabbath her entire life. And besides, she's been striving to keep the 611 commandments given to them in the Torah. Thank God that we live by His grace. Our text addresses the freeing of bond slaves or servants. The freedom of Jewish bond servants was mandatory after 6 years. The bond servant had 2 choices to make. Freedom to separate from his or her master after 6 years, or to live with continuing servitude or slavery. This bond servant had one of these 2 choices to make. For the bond servant who chose to remain with his or her master after 6 years, his or her master would pierce his or her ear at the door as a confirmation of the choice. That's what we read in verses 16 and 17. And if it happens that he says to you, I will not go away from you because he loves you and your house, since he prospers with you. Then you shall take an awl, a pointed instrument for piercing small holes in leather and wood, and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also, to your female servant, you shall do likewise. This command is for both male and female bond servants who would not want to leave after 6 years. This piercing of the ear of the bond servant at the door was his or her way of saying eloquently, I now choose to belong to this household permanently and have come under the authority of my master, not out of compulsion, but out of love. His or her service from now on becomes an expression of love, which is freedom indeed. It is from this standpoint that I approach the topic, I love my master. I will discuss the topic under the following headings. Number one, the example of the master. Number two, the demands of the master. And number three, the response of the bond servant. The example of the master. Who is the master in question? In Psalm 40 verses 6 to 8, we find a messianic psalm, a psalm that speaks of the Messiah, in which the ear of the Messiah is dug or opened. And this opened ear becomes the body that is prepared for service. In Hebrews 10, 5 to 7. Hebrews 10, 5 to 7 is quoted from Psalm 40, 6 to 8, where the ear of the bondservant is opened. And that bondservant is identified in Hebrews chapter 10 as the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the bondservant of Deuteronomy 15, Jesus became God's willing bondservant. And no wonder we read in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was free to walk away from judgment, for he was free from sin. But out of love for the Father and out of love for mankind, he chose to offer himself as a bondservant in order to pay the debt for the sins of the world. The songwriter was right when he says, he paid the debt he did not owe. I owed the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to take my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt I could never ever pay as the bond servant. How did the master, the bond servant, demonstrate his love? Remember the title of our message, I love my master. How did he demonstrate his love, this bond servant? It was sacrificial. He demonstrated his love for the Father and for you and for me by sacrificing himself. That's why he says in John 15 verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And in Mark chapter 10 verse 45, Jesus says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He demonstrated his love sacrificially. Secondly, he demonstrated his love out of humility. We read earlier in Philippians 2 verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Thus the bond servant demonstrating his love in a sacrificial manner, in a humble manner. But thirdly, it was in purity. In John chapter 17 verses 18 and 19, John's Gospel chapter 17 verses 18 and 19, Jesus says, As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Verse 19. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. He served in purity. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, testifying again concerning this bondservant, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And when he was here on earth serving the Father, he stood before his enemies and said, which one of you convicts me of sin? And no one. Even the one who sentenced him to death said to the accusers of the bond servant, I find no fault in this man. He served in purity of life. Fourthly, this bond servant served in prayer. His service was bathed in prayer. No one in the history of mankind ever prayed like Jesus. And no wonder he served the Father the way he did. In Mark 1:35, it is testified of him, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed, having risen a great while before sunrise. The sun usually would rise early in the land of Palestine, especially in the summer months. Don't be surprised, by 4 a.m. or earlier, you'll see the sun rise. But Jesus rose a great while before then to seek the face of the Father. It was from there, from the place of prayer, that the bond servant served the Father. In Luke chapter 5 verse 16, again speaking of Jesus Christ, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Often. We've seen how the bond servant Jesus Christ served the Father and you and me. It was sacrificial. It was out of humility. It was in purity. And his service was birthed in prayer.
We will continue when we come back next time to look at the demands of the master. And number three, the response of the bond servant of the master. Let us pray. Faithful Father, blessed Lord, we thank you again for the time we have spent in your word. I commit into your hands now as many as will yield themselves to the Savior. Give them assurance of your salvation. Write their names in the book of life and destroy the works of Satan in their lives in any form or shape. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.